శ్రీకృష్ణ భిక్షు. శ్రీకృష్ణ భిక్షు ఒరుగంతి వెంకటకృష్ణయ్య 1904-1981 was a lifelong bachelor who held a degree in law, a profession that he scarcely practiced, however, preferring a life dedicated to spiritual pursuits. A man of sharp intellect and prodigious learning, Sri Krishna Bhikshu authored several works besides the preceding Ramana Yoga Sutras. His published works were Sukti Sudha, supplement to 40 verses, a summary of Ramana Lahari, and Tripura Rahasya, all in Telugu, and Sri Ramana Gita, 5th edition in English, are among those that merit special mention. He wrote Sri Ramana Leela, the Telugu biography of Sri Bhagavan, in the immediate presence of Bhagavan, who went through every page of it. To our knowledge, his magnum opus, Anusuya Ramayana, a complete and faithful translation in Telugu of Valmiki's Ramayana, is yet unpublished. Even as a teenager, Sri Krishna Bhikshu made a deep study of Vedantic literature. In 1929, he came into contact with Sri Kavyakanta Ganapati Muni and was won over by the Muni's great intellectual power and spiritual radiance. That led him on to Sri Kavyakanta's guru, Sri Ramana Bhagavan, whom he first visited on 17th of May 1929. From 1931 on, Sri Krishna Bhikshu committed himself solely to Sri Bhagavan and the practice of his teachings. In 1945, when Sri Krishna Bhikshu's mother died at Nellore, on the same day that HMR died at Thiruvannamalai, Sri Bhagavan observed, "Poor Krishnaya, he lost both his mothers on the same day." Krishna Bhikshu reached his master's feet in 1981, on the very day and month of Sri Bhagavan's birth in 1879. Just before his death at 6:05 a.m. December 30th, 1981, Sri Krishna Bhikshu joined his brother, Dr. O. Ramachandraya, in chanting Arunachala Shiva from 3:40 to 5:20 a.m.